This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the international LGBT news and current affairs show, every week on Australia's first LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community, this is the Worldwide Wave.
Yes, it's Worldwide Wave time, Joy's international news and current affairs show for and by the LGBTI community. We take you around the globe, one country at a time. I'm Matt, and I'll be joined a little later in the show on the Worldwide Wave panel by Ian. In some countries, sexuality is used as a weapon. Countries where sexual orientation and gender identity are either outlawed or unaccepted, LGBTI people can experience blackmail or town gossip. Nigeria is one such place, but one gay man is making it his mission to tell the stories of Nigeria's LGBTI population. Ulamide Femi Mankanjula has produced five films. The latest is called Walking with Shadows. It was due to show this week at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, which has been postponed due to the COVID-19 virus. But the story and his motivation still needs to be told. In fact, here's a taste of what's coming up tonight.
The burden of making marriage work is placed on women. So a lot of time, you will see women staying in marriage, not because they're interested in the marriage. They stay in marriage because society says to them that they have to stay in the marriage.
By necessity, LGBTI life in the African country of Nigeria is invisible. Same-sex sexual activities are illegal for men and women, and there's no protections at all under law. Worse, it is one of the worst places in the world for community acceptance, with one survey showing 97% of Nigerians believe that homosexuality should not be accepted. Finding queer Nigerian stories to share is a challenge, but one man, as I said, has made it his mission to do so. Ulamide Femi Mankanjula is the producer of Nigerian queer film Walking with Shadows. He spoke to us from Nigeria, and we asked Ulamide how the idea for the film came about.
I first read the book in 2006, and it was the first gay Nigerian novel that I was reading. And particularly for me as a gay man myself, you know, it was quite refreshing to read such a story written by a Nigerian man about a gay character and about what it means to be a gay in a society like Nigeria. So I was really attracted to the story in 2006, and I did hope that one day in the future I could be able to produce this into a feature film. I think the story does illustrate what it means to be gay in Nigeria, but most importantly, it expresses what rejection and isolation and homophobia does to people. I think in Nigeria and in any other part of the world where we've seen where criminalization of LGBTQ persons have increased, where social acceptance is low, and where protection from government is low or non-existent. And I think that's what the story tried to do. But it also has an undertone of element of love. You know, what does love really mean? You know, how do you love yourself? How do you love your family?
The story revolves around a man who is gay but married. And his wife finds out through, a phone call from a stranger. Tell us a bit about the power of gossip in terms of, you know, outing or threatening to out people in Nigeria.
So I wouldn't look at it. I wouldn't look at it as the power of gossip. I think I would look at it as the power of, you know, of it. Because the character that outed the guy in the film did that was because he knew and he understood that we live in a society where gay people are rejected, where gay people are isolated. So it wasn't about gossip. was about trying to get back at him using something that knows that is daily a secret to him, using something that knows that, you know, society will use to turn against him. And, you know, this is something, this is a common reality for many gay people in Nigeria. You know, people are afraid and scared about what it means to be gay. People are afraid and scared about letting their family know about their sexual orientation. Because then their own family have to then worry about what are people going to say about them? What is the church going to say about them? What is the mosque going to say about them? What is society going to say about them as a parent? I think oftentimes parents are worried about how they'll be perceived as a parent that has a gay child. And oftentimes, they worry that it might be conceived as a failed parent. So it's a whole mixture of many complex of many things. And every time I look at Working with Shadow, one of the things that attracted me to Working with Shadow, not just because it was a story of a gay man or because I was a gay man myself, it was a story that actually looked at many layers of how we enable discrimination. And the things that enabled discrimination for LGBTQ people. You know, the mother was worried. The mother tried everything they could to change this boy who they thought, you know, they can change. The brothers were worried. He was bullied growing up by his brother. You know, he had to marry to fake. He had to push another woman through that trauma just because he wanted to please society. So there's a complex of layers of how everyone and society at large contribute to discrimination and such gossip, you know, as you refer to such gossip, and how we empower it.
The connection to family, family is obviously very important to everyone, but what can it mean to somebody who is outed or does come out in Nigeria in terms of their family?
I think experience differs to person to person. That one I can say to you. You know, some family will be fine with their child coming out as gay, but they won't make a negotiation and be like, we are okay with you being gay, but you cannot talk about this in public. Some family will reject you. Some family will throw you out of your house. Some family will disown you. So the experience differs from person to person. But the most common experience is the fact that you hardly will find any family that will accept their child because their child is gay or lesbian or bisexual or trans person. Most family wouldn't, because most family are worried about what society will say of them as a family if they do accept such a child. And because most persons have a strong affiliation with a certain religious entity, so oftentimes their worries start from that religious entity first before it doesn't start getting to what society will say.
From Nigeria, producer of the film Walking with Shadows, Ulamide Mankanjula, with us on Joy 94.9. Those constant issues that come up here on this show, family, the power of family, religion, the influence of religion. We'll explore that a little bit more with Ulamide very shortly. This is Worldwide Wave.
Where our diverse communities can come together. Joy.
Are you struggling with your mental health? Need someone to talk to, but not quite sure where to go? Joy has launched joy.org.au/support. Joy Support lists a number of people and organisations that you can contact when you need someone to talk to. Looking for support is a healthy way of dealing with your feelings, and it is a powerful way to help you get back on top of things. Head to joy.org.au/support for more information. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Eve from Cameroon on Joy 94.9.
Thank you to 705. We love Joy and Worldwide Wave especially. Thank you so much. We love that. Love hearing from you as well. We're talking all things coming out. I'd really love to send to our friends in Nigeria some positive coming out stories. What's your little gem that you can share that will show that there is, you know, hope for change and progress in Nigeria for the LGBTI population? We are, as I said, talking Nigeria. Religion is at the centre of everyday life in Nigeria, and therefore a key theme explored in the film Walking with Shadows. We asked the producer, Ulamide Femi Mankanjula, how religion impacts the daily life of someone who doesn't fit into the heterosexual norms, and how this might even lead to conversion therapy.
Conversion therapy is something that is known globally. It's a reality across the world. But I think that conversion therapy is something that almost an average gay man in Nigeria will have experienced. And that I can be pretty sure if you're a Christian. I've had a similar experience. And I think that, you know, it happens because oftentimes people are told that they can't get healing, they can be healed through that means. Which is why I said what happened in the film wasn't just about a gay man. It was also about a family and a family of care and concern about themselves, but also about the person. When the brother took him to the pastor, it was doing it to him. It was doing it out of love. It was doing it to help a brother who he didn't wanted to be gay in this society, a society that has already rejected gay people. But unfortunately, it wasn't doing any help. It was hurting him further, which was the end result. You know, and at the end of the day, Adrian felt broken, Adrian felt wounded, which is oftentimes what happened. And that is the reality of many people. Many people have been forced to conversion therapy. Some people have had to put themselves through conversion therapy themselves, all to the result of the fact that people are hoping that it might be a chance for them to be straight, or there might be a chance for them to end up being straight. But fast forward to where we are now, 2020, many are beginning to realize that actually there is nothing conversion therapy can do for you. If you're gay, you are gay.
You also explore in the film the journey of his wife. Tell us about what it is like for the wife of a gay man.
It's oftentimes silent in this part of Nigeria. I haven't had experience outside of this part of Nigeria, but my experience with Nigerian, you know, women who are married to gay men is a lot of time people don't talk about them. They don't talk about the fact that they are oftentimes an escape route for gay men. So you hear about the story of the gay man, but you don't hear about the story of the woman who have been put through that emotional trauma. So for a lot of time and for a lot of reasons, you know, it's as good as the more we talk about the gay men's story, we must talk about the women who are married to them and who are oftentimes forced to stay in those marriage. The complex of society said to women that women must stay in marriage. The burden of making marriage work is placed on women. So a lot of time, you will see women staying in marriage, not because they're interested in the marriage. They stay in marriage because society says to them that they have to stay in the marriage. And one of the things we try to do with the film, we try to explore how Ada walked her journey of understanding and acceptance of her ex-husband. Because it's very, quite important that she also walked that journey with him. And it was also very quite important that people understood why it was important for her to walk that journey with him.
And the film also shows a genuine love between the two. It's not that they did not share love. It was just that it was not a marriage of heterosexual love. They both had a genuine love, didn't they?
Yes, I mean, it did. And that was very important because for us, it's trying to create a balance that Adrian did love Ada. Adrian wanted to love Ada. He wanted to try all he could to love Ada. But the reality of who he is won't let him. However, he does still love Ada. He loves Ada as a person. Ada cares. Ada is compassionate. Ada understands. You know? And if you remember towards the end of the film, there was one thing that you really did hurt me, Adrian. But while she was honest about her pain, she was also understanding of what he might have gone through just for him to be able to live up to the expectation that society expects of him. And that was one of the most interesting things about Ada. That was only possible because there was a genuine love of friendship between the two of them. And you're right, it wasn't genuine love of marriage or heterosexual marriage. It was a genuine love of friendship that was between the two of them.
Ulumede, you've obviously got your own history in terms of Nigeria. Tell us how your journey changed, or what was your journey as you made this film?
I mean, for me, so I got involved in activism early 2005. It was something I started, you know, online indirectly. And it was because at that time, a lot of gay men who were HIV positive didn't know what it means to be positive. There were an HIV prevention program targeting gay men in Nigeria. So a group of us came together as friends, and we decided to start providing sexual health education to gay men and other men who have sex with men. And that was my own journey. But at that time, I had already accepted that I'm gay. What I hadn't done is to come out at certain level. By 2008, I started coming out to my family and I started coming out to people. Because for me, I realized that the power to be and the power to express fully was in me coming out to people I care about and people I thought were most important to me. And you know, that has been my journey. But before then, I grew up in a very strong Christian background, a very strong Christian family house. So at some point when I was growing up, when I found out about my attraction to men, I did try to thought that, you know, I thought I could really do myself. Went through such a few conversion therapy in church, you know, opened up to pastor, went for deliverance, you know, prayed that I could change. Thankfully, I was quickly able to learn the things I learned around conversion therapy and around generally just being gay. So by 2008, I had already understood that, you know, the journey ahead of being a gay man in Nigeria was one that required more work, more involvement, more advocacy. And that was how I ended up in advocacy. And I've done that for nearly almost 14 years. But since 2014, I then changed my strategy a bit. I wasn't just only looking at changing laws. That is, I started looking at changing social perception. How people saw gay people, how people saw LGBT people. So storytelling was one of the key and most important instruments I found. So by the way, actually, this is not the first film I was producing. This was the fifth film I was producing around the subject. But this was one of the largest scale of production around the subject I had done.
And I think if anybody is going to make change in Nigeria, it is that man there. That is Olumide Mankanjula, the producer of the Nigerian queer film Walking with Shadows. You're on Joy 94.9. Now, of course, that film was to be shown in the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, which has just been postponed. So we'll keep an eye out for when that film is coming up. We've got a little bit more coming up from Olumide, particularly about, and it might surprise you, how this film was received in Nigeria when it was shown.
Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy.
Hola, mi nombre es Felix de Colombia. You are on World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9.
It's World Wide Wave, Joy's international news and current affairs show, taking around the globe one country at a time. Walking with Shadows is a Nigerian queer film now featuring at festivals around the world. We asked producer Olumide Femi Mankanjula how the film had been received in his home country of Nigeria.
Oh, we had such a fantastic premiere in Nigeria. We had such a massive turnout. Literally, there was no people to see it. For some weird reason, we had over-invited. So in Nigeria, when we did the premiere, we partnered with African Film International Festival, AFIF. So they had invited their guests, we had invited our own guests, and it turned out that we had nearly over 400 guests showed up.
Fantastic.
It was amazing. The reception was amazing.
When people see your film, what do you hope that they will take away at the end?
I mean, I hope that people take away the fact that, first of all, you're going to have to love yourself for who you are. And then no matter how you try to conceal your true identity, it will surely haunt you and it will come for you. You know, who we are is who we are, no matter how we try to hide it. And I hope that in trying to be who we are, we can be honest with people about who we are. But most importantly, the family, friend, can support who we are. I hope that, you know, people's mother can be there for them. I hope people's brother can be there for them. I hope their friends can be there for them when they find out that they are gay. Because it's the only way that we can handle homophobia. Yeah, so you need to do this interview 2 days ago. We're doing it today. But quite interestingly, the day we are scheduled to do this interview, a gay man was killed in Nigeria for being gay. And I think it's really quite interesting that this film is doing its first circles now, because by the time it comes back after the first circles to Nigeria, it's a reminder to tell people that the story that we are trying to tell is not false. It's a real experience. It's people's real life story. I mean, the last 2 days in Nigeria, there's been an hashtag trending in Nigeria called endomophobia. And it's quite incredible that, you know, this is happening at the same time this film is screening at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. We have to fight collectively, whether in Nigeria, whether in Australia, whether in Africa, whether in Asia, whether in Europe, we must end homophobia. And the most dangerous homophobia that we must end quickly is the social one. Not even the one that comes by law, is a social acceptance that we must increase, actually. So I think it's quite important to emphasize that social acceptance is very important wherever we find ourselves. Even in places where the laws are progressive, social acceptance is still important.
The film is Walking with Shadows. It's a part of this year's Melbourne Queer Film Festival. The producer is Ulamide. Thank you so much for joining us from Nigeria.
Thank you so much, Matt, for having me.
And a very interesting, inspiring story, and a guy that's going to change things. And to help us dissect this and the power of stories, Ian is with us tonight. Hello, Ian.
Yes, I'm live from the couch in Carlton. It's the future of radio.
It is the future of radio on Joy. If you haven't heard, with the current happenings that are going on, we'll be going remote when we're broadcasting over the next whatever period, actually. So you're a part of our little worldwide wave trial tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
I think it's good. We'll still have some great radio. I know you've done a sterling job from the studio, pretty much on your own. What an important story that was. I saw the trailer and I've read a bit about the book that's behind the movie as well. I can't wait to see the movie one way or another, and it's such a shame that we're not going to get to see it through the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, but quite understandable because of we want to be socially responsible in our actions, and obviously people are doing the right things and Joy is doing the right thing. Maybe movies like this will come to some of the streaming channels, and that can also be a way in which these... I was reading this afternoon or seeing on TV that the movies in some European countries, which would be on at your normal movies, are now able to stream those. The cinemas are streaming them at a premium price. And that might be one way forward. This is going to change a whole bunch of things. But hopefully we can still get LGBT movies like this.
I think that's an important thing too, in being able to get stories out. Streaming is both, it's a good thing for the filmmakers in that they can get an income from a worldwide audience. But also, you know, if you are somebody in Nigeria and you have some good internet access and you want to watch a story, this is only being shown at very select places in Nigeria, but you can stream it on your computer and everything. So I think it's opening up that whole new opportunity for people to explore queer stories from around the world.
Yeah, and let's hope that we can get the film festivals back online as quickly as possible as well. I got to see, I think you saw one with me, two movies on the Friday night before things closed down, and it's a real loss to the community. But those movies and documentaries will be available through other channels as well. And the perspective on international LGBT experience that we get through those channels is fantastic.
And the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, so they haven't decided exactly how they're going to proceed. There's a few options that they're still looking at. So we might actually see some of these films becoming available to us here later in the year as well. So we'll be keeping an eye out on that.
Yeah, can I just say one thing about that is that, I mean, I pay for a small pass and I certainly won't be asking for a refund. And I think that if other people can not ask for a refund if they can afford it, let's do our bit for community.
Yeah, I have to say, when they did make the announcement, there wasn't anybody that had a hissy fit. It was all just very supportive and understanding. So this is a good thing for Melbourne, a good thing for queer cinema. You're on Worldwide Wave. It's Joy 94.9.
Want to hear more? Find out about LGBT life in over 100 countries. Download free podcasts of this show. Subscribe to iTunes or follow us on Twitter. Visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Hi, everyone. My name is Yang Fa from Singapore. You are listening to Worldwide Wave. Lots of love to everyone at Joy 94.9.
Receive LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like Worldwide Wave on Facebook now.
Yes, we post stories right throughout the week from all over the world. So if you want to be the one in the know at your next dinner party and impress your friends on how much you know about LGBT issues across the world, World Wide Wave or W3Joy is our little shortcut on Facebook. Just click like and we'll send you those stories throughout the week. A big thank you to our guest tonight, Ulamide Femi Mankanjula. He's the producer of the Nigerian queer film Walking with Shadows. Keep an eye out for any future showings through the Melbourne Queer Film Festival at mqff.com.au. We've had lots of messages on Facebook this week from Selena, Hiker, Dwayne, Aldo, Joe. A heap more. So keep interacting with us on Facebook, W3Joy. Our message tonight on the SMS from 705, thank you. And our team behind the scenes, we've got a very eclectic, wonderful team spread throughout the world, actually. Our podcaster Peter, social media master Dean and Harriet tonight with us on the front desk. We'll catch you next week on World Wide Wave.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from World Wide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe, one country at a time. World Wide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9. You can listen live every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern Australian Time on 94.9 FM in Melbourne and online at joy.org.au. You'll find all our podcasts at joy.org.au/World Wide Wave, or follow us on Facebook for the latest international LGBT news. Search W3Joy on Facebook now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.